This program contains violent and disturbing themes relating to harassment, misogyny, and trauma. Discretion is advised.
No, I'm fine for now. Maybe a bit of porridge later, but I want to stay by her side.
Well, I have a few more minutes in case you change your mind before I have to go.
Sweetheart?
It's okay, don't sit up. The doctor said surgery at this stage would be unadvisable. Seems as though the snake has penetrated your skin.
The nerves are intertwined. It's inoperable.
But it doesn't appear fatal. We'll all just have to, adjust.
I can't breathe.
Slow down. Good. See? You can still breathe.
I best be off. You gonna be okay?
Yes.
All right. Just rest, Helena. Your mother will be here for you all day. Okay?
Okay.
We should eat.
I'm not hungry.
Neither am I, but we'll split an apple. An apple a day. Can you stand?
My feet are tingling.
Okay, just stay there for now, darling.
Well, that's embarrassing, causing a scene like that. Imagine poor old Pop walking into work. Everyone's bound to have heard by now. Good luck finding a husband.
Not that I want one.
No, but you're such a burden on your parents. You should try. I know you can see that.
Yes.
Don't you think it's pathetic? Needing Mummy to cut an apple for you?
Yes.
Don't rush it. Wouldn't want to fall.
Just stay there, Helena. I'll be right up.
No, it's fine. Really. I won't rush it.
All right, sweetheart. Just don't fall.
Looks like there's only 2 eggs today.
Well, these are some old ladies. They're over 2 years. For them, that's a pretty good day.
I just hope you don't mind the pay cut.
Fine by me. Crops to harvest any minute now.
You wouldn't mind walking me back, would you?
Not at all. I need some odds and ends anyway. I was going to head to your store later, but I guess I'll do it now.
Oh, good. You know, it's funny. The ladies around town can't believe we're not together.
Oh?
Just with how often I'm here.
They don't know I'm your supplier?
Well, they do, but you're pretty popular.
With who, exactly?
Oh, you know, Antoinette, Clemence, Marie-Thérèse.
I don't know these people.
Well, they know you. They've noticed you.
Ah.
It's not creepy.
I don't know them. Couldn't put a face to those names if I tried.
Well, of course. You're the handsome, mysterious bachelor. We must be a dime a dozen to you, but for us, you're...
A curiosity? Like a two-headed cow?
Kind of, yeah.
Ah.
It's flattering. I promise.
Yes, I'm so flattered, I'll be putting locks on my doors. In a pleasant way. Your father's single, and he's a very handsome man.
He's old. Not as strong as he used to be. Doesn't chop wood for the fire, doesn't build his own cabin.
Well, who does?
You.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, I see.
Wait. Do you have a knife on you?
Eh? What's wrong?
I see strawberries.
Oh, frighten me half to death over a berry. Mademoiselle Lebeau?
Merci, Monsieur Bouchard. Unless you want first bite?
No, there's another here. Well, should we...
I'm in no rush.
I am. Busy day.
Well, okay. You have an eyelash on your cheek.
I got it. Gone?
Oui. Oh, excusez-moi.
You know, I just realized I don't have enough money on me.
I just gave you money.
Not enough for what I need. You go on ahead. I'll stop by this afternoon.
But what if there's a bear?
You know what to do now.
A fox? A coyote?
Use your instincts. I've got to go, Marcel.
We can give you a discount.
That would be robbing you. Au revoir. Marcel, I'm sorry. That was very immature of me, and I shouldn't have just deserted you like that. I just don't want you to think I'm scared. No, that's not it. Marcel, I'm sorry. I was immature. I panicked, and you deserve an explanation. I'm just not ready to commit. I don't know if I want... I don't know what I want. Shit. Allô? On sait pas! Mademoiselle! A snake! I can help! I can help you!
But what if it doesn't?
It will work.
Only if she can find some single strand of his hair. It's a bit impossible, don't you think? Surely there's something else we can try?
This is the only way.
You can't find a strand of his hair, can you? She's going to be so disappointed.
The dress I wore that night is right here. I'm sure there'll be something.
Look at you. Desperately sorting through clothes you can't even bear to look at. Can't wear anymore. Stop. Save the sniveling. Give them what they want.
Hello.
Hello. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. About yesterday?
No. I'm sorry, Marcel. I just don't think...
Let's not talk about it.
No?
No.
I think it could help us figure out...
I don't want to talk about it. Can we pretend it never happened?
Okay. Then, I guess I have eggs for you.
Merci.
And a strawberry that reminded me of you.
Oh?
I care about you, Marcel. I can't be... I like spending time with you, but I think I need to think.
I know. But it's not a no.
No, but it's not...
Not a yes. I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to have dinner with me?
Tonight?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. What are you making?
I haven't gotten that far yet.
I like surprises.
Well, yeah, I knew that.
Of course you did.
And boy, will you be surprised.
I'm sure.
I should...
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
You said you could help.
Ah, Snake Lady.
Yeah. If I found a way to cross, would you really help me?
I would try, yes.
Do you have a boat?
No, but there's a bridge north of here. Meet me there.
Okay.
Oh, I see. There really is no separating it.
I knew it. Complete waste of time.
I said I could help, but I cannot reverse time.
Then get this thing off me now, in the present.
I can't.
Then you're no help, are you?
Have you tried befriending it?
There's no befriending her.
You might be surprised.
She speaks to me. Says things.
Oh?
Tells me the brutal truth.
Sounds pretty friendly to me.
She's not.
Is she talking to you now?
No.
What kinds of things does she say to you?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Okay. That's fine. Some creatures, you don't attack them straight on. You can't fight everything with blunt force. Sometimes you have to acknowledge them and tell them, hey, I'm not going to hurt you, but I'm not going to sit here and take it.
Well, she says what she wants. when she wants.
Did she just say something to you?
Yes.
About me?
Yes.
Threatened?
She said that you don't really care about me, that I'm taking up too much of your time.
So, yes.
She's telling me what you may be too polite to say.
And yet, here I am with all the time in the world. Do you want to meet my chickens?
That one's Napoleon. He's crying, "Get out of my way! This is my land now."
Glory is fleeting, but the run is forever.
Yeah.
You know, chickens are really similar to Napoleon, now that you mention it. Always fighting, always moving, and he too was a foot and a half tall.
Are you sure they're not more like John A. MacDonald? He's shorter than you'd think.
Oh, okay. Friends with the Prime Minister, I see.
I've just seen him around Ottawa. My father is an MP.
What riding?
Carlton County.
Ah, close to home.
Yes.
I hope you don't mind, but I don't pay much attention to politics. I find my world a bit small. Bit, cozy.
No, that's quite nice. Frankly, I envy you. This is the life I dream of.
Ha! Then come back tomorrow when I clean out the coop.
Oh, is the sun setting? I have to go. But maybe I should help you clean the coop tomorrow. If I want chickens, I need to know that sort of thing.
Ah, s'il vous plaît. Stop by any time.
If I please. I don't know much French, but that I do know.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, please, one more for the road.
J'adore ton sourire.
That one I don't know. How about bonsoir, Sebastian?
Good night, Elena.
I love ragout de boulette.
Meatballs are so simple, but they're so juicy, so flavorful.
Simple? But these mashed potatoes are anything but.
Oh, you like them? Bit of onion, bit of garlic.
Is that what it is?
A bit of rosemary. A bit of chives, too.
It's very good. I didn't know you cooked.
This is the only recipe I can really do well. If you want me to cook for you again, you'll have to really lower your standards.
Please. You're telling me you can't cook an egg. An omelette.
Maybe boiled.
Okay, well, anyone can boil an egg.
Exactly.
I think you're lying. So you don't have to keep cooking for me.
I might be. Okay, now when you release, let your right hand slide down the handle to meet your left. You see?
Yes. I did it!
You did it. Now you take care of the rest so I can nap. Oh, first, do you want to see my tomato plants?
Yes, please, show me. I could use a tomato break.
Yes, a tomato break is needed.
Oh, how beautiful. What is this creature?
A tomato worm. They eat the crop, ruin it entirely.
Oh, don't kill it.
Plenty to share.
Good. I could sit here and watch it all day. And perhaps I intend to.
Then it sounds like I'm chopping the wood after all.
Show me the swing again, will you?
Come.
And where have you been? You're filthy.
I met someone at the market, and they're teaching me how to garden, grow tomatoes.
Well, now that could come in handy. Yes, I think I know a couple. Well, three eligible men with sizable gardens. And we should have cucumber seeds lying around here somewhere if you take a look.
Maybe in the writing desk?
Yes, possibly.
I'll look.
It's nice to see you smiling again.
Yeah.
And then I want a goat.
Okay, but if you get a goat, you must also get a sheep.
I don't know how to care for sheep. Or process their wool.
You'd learn and you'd trade just like you do now. Or just grab that sword hanging from your wall and give it a go. Goats and sheep just make sense together, like salt and pepper.
I'd just get a second goat.
Then after that, you'd get two sheep to even it out.
Hey, hey.
You'll need to come around to this idea before I sell you on cows.
Cows? No, I've raised cows as a boy. They're far too much work.
That's why you must get used to having two goats and two sheep, to get used to the new schedule.
Ugh, a schedule. Not on my imaginary farm.
is that you're whistling?
I don't know.
Well, don't let me stop you. Puts me in high spirits. Good night, darling.
Night, Papa.
Can I ask you something?
If you must.
Do you still get choked up by your friend?
Sometimes, yes. Not so often, but perhaps if she wakes me in the night. Or if I see someone in a crowd that reminds me of Edwin. Or if I've walked home fearing a man is following me from the market.
I don't mean to. When I get tied up in my thoughts, or in my nightmares, I find it helpful to focus on sounds I'm hearing, and list them. Remind myself the threat is over.
What do you mean?
May I show you?
Okay.
Close your eyes. Just tell me something you hear.
Chickens.
And?
Chickens clucking. Chickens walking. Loud chickens.
Okay. Do you hear the Ottawa River in the distance?
Yes. Now I do.
And what about the wind blowing?
Yes.
And what else?
I can hear your breathing. And mine, obviously. The birds. More chickens, of course.
How do you feel?
Good. Calm. Happy.
Me too.
He doesn't love you. He might tolerate you, but he can't love you.
I know.
Then why try?
I don't know. He makes it more bearable.
What? Me?
Everything.
Tales from the Ether, Ectasis. Episode 2, Rattled. Written by Jackie Jorgensen. Starring Jackie Jorgensen as Helena and Snake. David Izquierdo as Sebastian Bouchard. Kaylee Horowitz as Marcel Lebeau. Lisa Stanley as Mrs. Abbott. Chris Ray as Mr. Abbott. Jacko Code as Psychic. Sound design by Jackie Jorgensen. Music by Julie Maxwell, Lloyd Rogers, and Marcel Paquel. Edited by Jackie Jorgensen. A Shared Manifest Entertainment production.